Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Showtime.
Showtime, baby.
Sports time. Get in sports report.
Do you got good sports?
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
At least you're on the sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you get to the weekend and you're like, damn it, I'm ready for a beer, a cold one, pow, yep. Bud Distributing.
Boom. Boom. There you go.
Bang, pow.
You know what? I do have some sports. Yeah. Dylan, you know what? We're going to start with NFL. You know, I'm saying it this way because the Bears beat the Seahawks 27-11. Yeah, I hear you shaking in your boots over there. Bringing it, bringing the heat, Brock. Bringing the heat. That's right. Geno Smith did little to distinguish himself in the battle with Drew Locke for Seattle's starting quarterback job as the sloppy Seahawks. That was what they were calling them yesterday.
Oh, no, not the sloppy.
The sloppy Seahawks. It's sloppy. It's not a good word. It's like sloppy seconds. Nobody wants sloppy seconds. Nobody wants sloppy Seahawks.
Eh, I'll take sloppy seconds.
27-11, the Chicago Bears in the second preseason game for both teams. You know what? You keep talking about Seahawks here. Who cares about the Seahawks? Because the Bears are coming in hot.
That's the Bears' year this year?
It is.
I don't know. I don't know about that, Hunter.
It's the Bears' year?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if they're not doing good, just throw in the second string. Apparently, they're good. They're good.
Yeah, they're getting it. They're getting it. Beating the sloppy Seahawks.
Yeah. How do you feel about that as a Green Bay fan? You getting a little nervous?
I am not worried in the slightest, all right?
No.
No. No, really not. No, really not.
It's preseason, week two.
We calling it already? It's the Bears and Lions. That's what it is.
When did they play?
Who? The Bears and the Lions?
No. The Bears and the Packers.
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't looked at the Packers schedule yet. Let me...
Mm-hmm.
Packers schedule 2022. Let's see.
Well, first that time one down as a loss.
September 18th, first game. Actually, that's
far away.
Oh no, they play the Vikings on September 11th. That's the first, and then the Bears on September 18th. Mm. Ooh, then the Bucks, Rodgers and Brady on the 25th. Ooh,
damn. Packers are going 0-3.
Oh yeah, is that what it is? Is that how they're? You son of a bitch. You bite your tongue. That was quick. I'll give you that.
Anyway. Bears beating Seahawks yesterday. You know what? Celebrate. Celebrate now.
Yeah.
Saturday's game. Lions going to be in Indianapolis playing the Colts at 1 o'clock. You know what? Lions going to bring the heat, too. They're on TV now. I mean, they've always been on TV, but you know what I'm talking about. Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks, yeah.
What other teams are on Hard Knocks live
for the Lions. Didn't they do it with one other team?
Yeah, they did it with somebody else. I think it was Cowboys. It was the Cowboys.
The Cowboys, that's it. Yep.
It's the Cowboys, but anyway, yeah. Lions fans, here we go. Yeah, it's started off good. It's what you got to do. You got to start off with a few wins right off the bat, get the momentum going. Get Jared Goff.
Jared Goff is good.
Quarterback.
He's good, man. He's good.
Yeah.
So, I'm
telling you.
Just the rest of the team. That's the problem.
And in Packers news. Nothing. There's nothing there.
Aaron Rodgers high on ayahuasca. That's what it is.
still high on ayahuasca.
It's a long come down off that ayahuasca, man.
Right. He didn't think it was going to be that much of a come down.
I'm freaking out, man.
Big eyes. Anyway, more pro football. Let's talk about this. Finally, have a happy ending to the Deshaun Watson saga. NFL and Players Association have agreed to suspend Watson for 11 games and fine him for $5 million for his massage shenanigans.
Wow, dude. That's massage the season. That is the season.
That's crazy, God. Isn't it? He wasn't criminally charged for anything. He was accused by more than 24 women of sexual misconduct during massage sessions. Just weird. You go in there. Remember what I told you about getting that massage that one time?
Yeah, you said you got a happy ending, and it was the greatest massage ever.
Happy ending? First massage ever, you know, and it wasn't that long ago. It was like, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
When I got back from Vegas at one time. And I just, I don't know. I don't know if I'm down with the massage. It's kind of weird sometimes. And I got some spots on my body where, like, you touch to it, and it tickles. You know, inside of my leg, don't please, just stay away from me. That will jerk hard. Anyway, Watson be eligible to reinstatement November 28th. We'll be available to play for the Browns again in Week 13 when Cleveland faces his old team. It's too late at that point. It's you're already 13 games into the season. Roll with who you got. You know, here's another thing. I saw him on in an interview, like apologizing. You know, he worded it well. You know, but you can tell, like, he sat down with his lawyer beforehand and was like, okay, say this, say this.
Yeah,
say
you
this,
can't say this. You can't, yeah, you know, for sure.
And it was almost like verbatim of like somebody telling him what to say. You almost look at it and you're like, okay, like, he's definitely not sorry.
Yeah. He's sorry he got caught. You know, sorry.
Exactly.
That's what most people are sorry about. They're not sorry about what they did, they're sorry they got caught. That's mm-hmm. usually how that goes. But,
you know, he did word of. Worded it well, though.
Yeah.
Just didn't apologize to the victims. He apologized to everybody that was involved.
So was it that, because if it's both consenting parties, is that a big deal at the NFL? Like, if you're going to a massage parlor and they're all for it, right? Which, by the way, there are, not that I know, not personally, but there are massage parlors that, you know, you say a key phrase and.
It's happening.
It's happening, all right? It's happening.
What was that noise? Gross.
You know
gross.
What that is. You know what that noise is.
Gross.
So, okay. So, if it's those and it's all continue and you're going, is the NFL have a problem with that? Where it's like, okay, look.
See, that's a thing. It's
Or is it like, because he forced the scenario onto these women, to these masseurs?
No.
Is that, I think that's got to be the problem. It's the sexual misconduct because I.
Like, what does that mean? Like, is he for. I don't really want to go, you know, deep into it. No pun intended.
Not deep like those massage.
You could be that think deep, about it, deep though, tissue.
Right off the clock. I mean, yeah, it's probably not the best image that you're going to get in the old rub and tug. But if it's by consenting.
Robert Kraft, he was doing it. You know?
See, here's the thing, though. Robert Kraft has more, but he's a rich old white guy. He can get away with that stuff, right? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I don't. I guess I'm wondering if it was legally done at a legal place, would that be a problem without the sexual misconduct? Like now, if he's still acting like a jerk and they're like, oh, he sexually assault, whatever it is,
right?
Okay,
right.
But or is the NFL like, hey, we don't want guys that are going to massage parlors paying for rub and tugs as the image of the NFL?
Right. Yeah, there's probably a gray area there that they're still trying to figure out a little bit. You know,
like, I thought it was more of a midnight blue area.
It's more of a midnight blue, you know. So, hey, remember that one? Remember when I got my massage and I didn't get underneath the towel?
Yeah, did you get butt ass naked and was just laying on?
No, I had my underwear on, but I thought about getting it. I'm glad I didn't, but I still had my skibbies on. She you're supposed to get underneath the small towel.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, I thought the towel was there for my comfort.
Was laying on top of it. She walks in. Ah.
I'm ready.
Good thing it wasn't on my back.
I've only had two massages in my life. I'm not a big fan of them. Not saying that, I mean, like, it's just, it's more of just.
I liked it. It felt really good in certain spots.
Yeah, no, it does, but it's just, it's having a stranger rub my body, all right?
Kind of yanking on, you know. Like pulling,
yeah, I'm not knocking masseuses. I mean, don't get me wrong, it feels great. It's just, that's my own hang-ups that I have with, you know.
You know, yeah. We got my mom a massage one time, and she got like 5 minutes into it. Ah, just get me out of here. She just ran out of the room.
I appreciate it, but this is not for me. I'm going to go.
She did. That's what she said. You know, it's not nothing on you, you know.
Yeah, just
get me out of here.
Yeah, you think about it. You got a stranger, literally someone you just met, who is going to rub seductively. I'm saying there's no non-way unless you're doing like
the nice music.
Yeah. Yeah. He's looking at the floor like, all right, when does this turn into sex? All right. I've seen this. I don't know. When's it happening? Anyway.
All right. So there you go. Coming up next. I was just kind of looking away there. Like,
yeah. Under the towel.
I was getting relaxed. Under the towel. Got baseball coming up next hour. College football, an interesting story in that as well. So,
good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Good morning. It's 726. Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know, I am going to say something now. So, you know, we were talking about the survival, evasion, resist, escape thing. Well, Steve messaged me, and Steve was like, it's S-E-R-E, not Siri from Apple. Well, I'm not in the Air Force, Steve, all right? I'm just telling you what I found.
Brock's sensitive. You got to be careful, bro.
Some people. And Steve, I'm sure you're a great guy, but just tone it down, all right? I've never seen that before in my life until today. So I'm sorry.
Brock, you moron.
And wait, no, now here's the thing, though. S-E-R-E, that's a acronym for Survival, Evasion, Resist, Escape. They got to call it something. They don't call it S-E-R-E. They probably call it Siri or something. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Just tone it down. I'm not in the Air Force. If I was in the Air Force, give me crap. Thank God.
No, don't take so much offense to it. No. I'm saying.
Good.
You'll be okay.
I tell you. No, you said it wrong, you idiot.
I love it when you correct Brock. Somebody else did it. Like, we are on a live broadcast. I can't remember what happened, but they just kind of said something. They didn't mean it in any way, but they walked away, and Brock was like, you know what? It, like, ruined your night.
Well, no, are you talking about that kid that came up and was, like, getting all angry about us using Reddit posts?
Oh, yeah. I think that's what it was.
Like, do you guys, like, get everything from Reddit? I'm like, no, we get a lot, though. But I'm like, what's your point there? It's an open forum on the internet, and we're talking about it. What do you? Right. And he's like, well, you know, you should give credit. Okay, yes, I'll give credit to DongLover69 at Reddit who made the question. It's like, God, people, it's a dumb radio show where we talk about dumb things. Relax, right. Jesus. Oh, you didn't say it right.
Pissed Dad off.
Oh man. It's just, if anybody takes anything we say seriously and really just breaks it down.
Come on, man,
you guys said you didn't say this right. Well, I apologize if I offended your ancestors, okay? Give me a couple lashings.
Among many other things that we don't say right.
Jesus.
Honestly, we just say things. It's like whatever comes to the brain.
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't swear.
Yeah, and I want to sometimes, believe me.
Like right now?
Like right now. Good God, anyway.
Yes. I love it when you're pissed.
I know.
It's my day.
You know, I know. Here's the thing. And, Hunter, you don't help because then you keep poking me. You keep poking the bear. Like, oh, what about this?
Steve.
What about this?
Let him have it.
Yeah, good. Good. I swear to God.
Anyway. Get all worked up.
Let's get to sports before I get more worked up. Oh, did I say it right? I'm sorry. S-P-O-R-T-S. That's what we're getting to.
Just hit the button. I'll think.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So, hey, maybe if someone's giving you a hard time, or I'm sorry, I should say Budweiser. Bud is short for Budweiser, if anybody didn't know that.
Get it right, moron.
Moron. Get stocked up. Bud Distributing, so many great things that'll just make your day much better.
Here we go. We're going to kick it off with college football. It's Woosah.
Woosah. All
right. Slow down. Smoke one or something. University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. The Golden Gophers football team opens its 2022 season against New Mexico State in Western Illinois. If you want to attend either of these two games, it won't cost you very much. There's a promotion out there allowing fans to get two tickets with the purchase of any three Red Baron frozen pizzas.
Ooh.
Yeah. Considering Red Baron pizzas cost less than $5 each, you could be sitting in the stands of a college football game this fall for about $15.
That's not bad at all. That's not bad.
You still get the pizzas, too. Yeah. You still get to eat the pizzas, which is nice.
Yeah.
Well, why are more things like that?
I don't know. You and I were talking actually off air a little bit ago because I had to buy some tickets for the Packers game that we're going to.
Ticketmaster? What a joke.
It's insane.
What a joke.
And unfortunately, we roll over and take it because we want to go. They know it's something that people are passionate about. So they're like, oh, you're passionate about this? Well, you're going to pay to enjoy it. You're going to have to pay a lot of money just to enjoy that thing you're passionate about.
Don't you ever just want to like, okay, you know what? Hell with it. I'm just going to go and take my chances on scalping. Is that legal or illegal? Is scalping legal or illegal?
You can't sell the ticket for more than what it's worth. So if you bought a ticket... You can sell tickets all you want.
Can't sell it more than face value.
No, more than face value. So if I bought a ticket for $50 and I'm trying to sell it for $100, that's scalping and you can't do that. Yeah.
So buying, scalping, that's That's no problem. You're not going to get in trouble for buying.
I see. I don't know if you get in trouble for buying scalp tickets. I'd feel like, well, look, man, I just want to go to the event. Is that my fault?
I always thought, like, okay, yeah, okay, I'm going to buy them at face value. But why are they always kind of hanging them off the side of the handlebar, you know, all sketchy? Like, you know, like, why aren't they just like, hey, you know, tickets?
Probably because most of them are scalping them. That's why. Most of them are selling them for more. Most people aren't going there like, hey, this is what I paid. Right. I'm just going to just give me what I actually tell you what. Give me less because I just want to get rid of these. You know? No,
that's not a thing.
That's because most of them are scalping them. You know what I mean? So,
but anyway, yeah. Yeah, forget Ticketmaster, though. But someone, they need to figure something else out.
First tickets I ever bought myself was from a scalper. It was for the Kiss tour. The Psycho Circus tour, and so a guy had, and this was back when you had to look in the paper, the actual newspaper, in the wanted ads or the for sale ads. And I called the guy. I'm like, hey, I'd like to buy some tickets to go see Kiss. He's like, all right, yeah, this is what it is.
Yeah, it's your dad's credit card,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah. Okay, is it cash? Okay, I gotta get my piggy bank. I was a senior in high school too. That's what I sounded like. But no, it wasn't. It was kind of cool, you know. I went with mom. I met the guy at a Quick Trip and bought my Kiss tickets. So
there you go.
Yeah,
illegally.
Illegally for sure. That guy should have felt bad. He was ripping off a youngster. All right. He didn't care.
Anyway, moving on. More pro football. I'm gonna finish with this. Chicago Bears last night. Here we go, beating the Seahawks 27-11. Brock is shaking in his boots because the Bears are coming for the Packers this year, and it's going to ruin their entire season. You know what? Which game are you going to?
Going to the last Packers-Vikings game on January 1st.
You know what game you're not going to? The Packers and Bears game, because you don't want to watch them lose.
Yeah, I'm shaking in my boots here. Who's their starting quarterback?
What, the Bears?
Yeah.
Justin Fields.
Oh, Justin Fields, yeah, the well-known quarterback, Justin Fields.
Look out. He's coming for you.
The feared and revered Justin Fields, right, yeah.
He's going to get you. Just saying. Just like Jimmy Garoppolo did.
Where's Garoppolo going? I can't remember. Because remember he had the audacity to request a trade from the 49ers?
Better be happy he's not going to the Bears or the Lions.
Honestly, I would, because there is something about, I don't know if Garoppolo's family made a deal with the devil. Like, look, we will give you, we will sign away our souls if you give us a good looking son who makes it to the NFL. All right. Because that's the only
Super Bowl, multiple Super Bowls.
And almost winning. He's never won one. Thank God.
With Patriots.
What? When he was what? The backup?
Exactly. It still counts.
But still, though, Garoppolo has the same amount of Super Bowl rings as Aaron Rodgers.
Damn right, son. Is he going?
That's the only explanation for Jimmy Garoppolo being where he's at in life, all right?
I'm making that shirt. Jimmy gonna get you.
Insane. Anyway.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy gonna get you, Garoppolo. There you go. Anyway, yeah, Brock shaking in his boots after that game last night, and he'll be shaking even more after Saturday's game when the Lions are going to be in Indianapolis playing the Colts, which are the Lions on Hard Knocks right now. If you haven't seen, I think they're in three episodes.
I don't know. I'm not watching it.
Or is it going to be the third one?
I'm not watching it. Who cares?
It's on HBO Plus, so I don't have HBO Plus.
Even if I had it, I wouldn't tune in. Come on, now.
It's because you're jealous because you're Packers.
It's just a camera guy holding microphones up to people and saying, what is it you say you do here? And then he goes, well, we play football. Yes. I know that you're a football team, but what is it you say you do here?
You do.
Well, I try and catch footballs. Okay.
You're damn right. Hey, you know, it's okay to be jealous.
Hard Knocks indeed. Indeed. Yep.
There you go. I do have more sports, but damn, it's 7:35. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, whatever. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.